It's a big addition from Old Mate Picks. It's like the old days when it used to be funny, this segment.
Oh, don't.
I'm only joking. It's been in magnificent form for 15 years. It's dominated the program off the record. And it is time now, Picks, for...
Off the record.
In the head.
Now the Thunder will open the batting tonight in front of a packed outhouse.
Kevin's in Cranbourne.
First event, 1,200 metres. Zutori's agitated.
Good.
Set to gallop.
Let's go to Dylan in Berwick.
I think there's three sides to every story.
There's another one.
A replay, buddy.
Oh, the hell. What is it behind?
I would be arch hypocrites if they didn't back Pauline now.
Sorry. I'll start that again. This is pre-recorded, by the way.
Off the record for Choices Flooring. Create a healthier home with Choices Flooring and enter to win a Dyson vacuum. See in store for details.
You sure can, Picks. And Choices Flooring have supported Off the Record for many years, and they've created healthier homes. And you can go there with choicesflooring.com.au and enter to win a Dyson vacuum or go in store for details. Choices Flooring right around Australia. Creating healthier homes with Choices Flooring to enter and win a Dyson vacuum.
Yep.
We'll get the Choices Flooring VIP competition in a moment, Picks. But first, Pixie, the floor is yours.
Okay. We'll start off with this race caller who, fair to say, got a little bit rattled with the race time.
There's Sutter Star and Def Touch back to last. First quarter, 20... 26.9. For the favourite, had to do a bit of work, didn't it? Benny Boppers.
No, oh, mate, he nearly had the Bill Laurie to go with it as well. Which did remind us of this, was it Hilton Donaldson when he was calling this race?
I'm not sure.
5 or 6 metres to Boomeroey boy. I think we're going here. In front, leading the way, it's Elia Rose. Leads by 2 metres in second placing.
Oh, dear.
That wasn't
I think we're going here. Right. Yeah, Gary Lyon, this was, here's Gary.
You know what that means with your knowledge of racehorsing?
Racehorsing?
That was a joke, though, because that's one thing that Tim said that Gary, it's one of those.
Oh, what
is it? The Cora Senador.
The Cora Senador. It doesn't matter. It's still funny. Right. Now, this is speaking of racing. Now, Jared Waitley's in the middle of interviewing on 360 Joel Selwood with his, upcoming 300th game.
Important
it was a pretty
interview.
Important interview, live television, and this was what happened.
Happened, you're the rising star and won the flag. Is what is your sense of the length of your journey?
Hello, Tony McAvoy with a pre-race.
I just feel so much joy, to be honest.
Robocop
he's got a horse with McAvoy. He's getting the well, Joel's talking on television.
You can just pause the glare that Jared gave him, too.
Oh, yeah, he gave him a filthy glare. And then
all these things happen.
Well, it didn't happen on television anyway. And this happened again not long after.
Just to analyse it all, to delve deep into what's taking place.
Don't turn my phone off.
Bell tolls to me, Robbo. I did.
Oh, this word can completely.
He's a wordsmith.
Jared's a wordsmith, no doubt. But he's partner in crime on that show. Not so much.
Everyone was flummoxed. What was that word you used?
Discombobulating.
Everyone was bit discombobulating this morning.
They had another go at it.
But we've got to... let's get back to that word confusing.
Discombobulating.
Discombobulating. Just have that... Keep that handy, can you?
I think I'd just stick to what you know. Just say confused.
Or flabber.
Or flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted by that comment.
Okay, fine.
Jim Jarks was the commentator at Globe Derby, by the way.
Oh, was it? Okay, right. Emoji confused face here for the brown dog. Have a listen.
Eddie Betts added that life that the reason they probably went out and got him at his age and everything is just for his footy smarts and his ability to turn something into nothing. And he's...
His ability to turn something into nothing. Make it disappear like Copperfield. Right. Sammy Hargraves butchered this one. Sorry, no ham.
In the left back pocket, they get a little jail out of free card.
So it's a little jail out of free card.
Yeah. One more go at that.
In the left back pocket, they get a little jail out of free card.
So it's... Oh, dear. Now, what's on Nicky Del Santo's mind here?
Skillful.
So as it currently stands, Charlie Dixon after kicking six yesterday, and it was fantastic.
Just snuck out. Now listen to Tags here. Now this is the little half man. He's trying to do a fake gasp of sort of shock, but it did himself a mischief in the process.
My best bet around the country today is a quinella. She's joking. Oh my God.
Oh dear.
I've asked him to come back after 11 picks with his favourite racing sayings this morning.
I did hear you ask him that.
Afternoon because yeah. I heard him this morning do a couple. I want to get a few more and I want to get our audience involved after 11.
Right, okay. Now, what about this? Now, this is the start of Q&A on Monday night.
Yep.
This is the very start, okay? This is the host.
Welcome to the program. I'm filling in for Hamish this evening, and it's great to be back with you. Joining me on the panel tonight, Ruta Araka, youth actor, advocate and law student Yasmin Poole.
Sorry. Sorry.
Trying not to laugh.
I'm trying not to laugh, but we're going to give it one more go.
Welcome to the program. I'm filling in for Hamish this evening, and it's great to be back with you. Joining me on the panel tonight, Ruta Araka, youth actor, advocate and law student Yasmin Poole.
Come on.
You're so
good. Come on. So are you. All right. We get it. People get people's names wrong, right? We know it. Let's start off with the call that rang Kane Corns, and he copped this twice yesterday.
Charlie is in Toorak. He wants to speak about the Saints.
G'day, Josh. How you going?
G'day, mate.
Thought going there for the Saints, so it's all looking good, Josh.
Josh has left us, Charlie. He joined.
Right. Even this last week, I had to run this because Margaret, who we call every week, she's a favourite of our program. We know that. But this is what she called you last week.
So instrumental. What did you think of his exit yesterday?
Oh, well, I think people are sick of him just the same, to tell you the truth, Shane.
Shane? You got a Shane, Hutchie. I love that. Couple for our favourite.
Term of endearment.
Yeah, the Dwayne pipe, this one. He copped this one.
Marty, Jack in Adelaide. Hello, Jack.
G'day, Wayno. How you doing?
G'day, Wayno. But I like this one.
Darren in Sorrento. Hello, Darren.
Hey, Drew, just a few points.
True.
Right, this is a package of what he's been called so far. Pipe's only a new addition to SEN, only this year.
Welcome to you, Cam.
G'day, Wayne, how you going?
Good, thanks.
Welcome to you, Steve.
G'day, Dane, how you going?
Good, thanks. Brian in Chelsea Heights has been waiting a while. Welcome to you, Brian.
Hi, Craig.
Soon. Brian in Chelsea Heights, welcome to you, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. Yeah, I'm showing my age, but...
Sharon and Lillie, welcome to you, Sharon.
Hello, how are you, Tony?
Good, thanks. I'm Momo in North Melbourne. Welcome to you, Momo.
Oh, how are you, Dean?
Marty's Jack in Adelaide. Hello, Jack.
G'day, Wayno. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Darren in Sorrento. Hello, Darren.
Hey, Drew. Just a few points.
So that's the whole package.
You got the song?
It's throwback time, so we don't worry about the throwback stinger. We'll just go straight to the... This is a Dwayne song.
They forget my name. They call me...
Drew.
They call me...
Tony.
They call me...
Wayne.
They call me...
Craig.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
Bella Ray Todd.
Got it!
Steve Smith is on four.
Should take it. Oh, he dropped it.
Every other unit! Every other unit!
Oh, dear. Right. Firstly, the umpire. And listen to the commentary in the background. They're all over this file.
So Grundy will have it at halfway.
Watch these two coming this way.
Yes.
Back around,
Brady. For the Bill Laurie file.
Spot on they are.
Damn straight.
Nathan Brown last week.
So, Gaz, I'm not a beer drinker. It gives me a little bit of a...
Gives you a little bit of a high voice.
Yep.
That's what it gives you. And one to finish, Jared Healy.
Went to pick up a ball and...
nice little one. Don't have to get them all together. Put them into a dirty big file, I would have thought.
There we go. That was a very good off-the-record
pick. It was a good sharp one.
One of your better ones. For the create a healthier home with Breeze Carpet from Choices Flooring. Get the healthy home with... a chance to enter to win a Dyson vacuum seat in store for details. By the way, the Choices Flooring, the ultimate VIP grand final experience, still open. Get your entries in. Go quick.
I'll help.
iCanWin.com.au, total number of stats. Go to iCanWin.com.au. Do it now. You just got to add one number in your entry. That's it. The total number of stats for Luke Parker?
24.
Joel Selwood?
26.
Charlie Cameron?
15.
Brad Crouch?
25.
And Chad Wingard.
21. 111.
It's 112.
It's 111 when I went to school, Craig.
Give it to me again.
24, 26, 15, 25, 21 equals 111.
Yeah, you're spot on. I was trying to do it on the run. My apologies. Last week's winner, Jordan Kinnebrew. I think is how you pronounce it.
Kinnebrew.
Where's
yep.
Jordan from? Benny?
He's the Munster.
He's from online.
Graham Kinnebrew was the Munster.
And well done to Jordan. And, of course, he's the weekly winner. Every weekly winner gets the weekly prize, the Choices Flooring Rug, and they go in the draw for the absolute end of the season. Ultimate VIP grand final experience in a week of a lifetime at Choices Flooring. A song into the break, you think?
What do you feel like?
Well, just the love for the Gary Lyon song just continues.
Yeah, let's give Gary Lyon one more go into the big break.
Thank you very much for the care, we're grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for being so helpful.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Say thank you with Cadbury Roses Chocolates, whatever the occasion or for any reason.